Here with me I have Paul Willems with BP Energy Biosciences Institute. And Paul, I know we've had a chance to meet before at one of these Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy conferences, but give us just a quick summary of the Institute for those who don't know.
Oh, the Energy Biosciences Institute is really created as a place to start applying modern biology to energy problems at large. So it's not just about biofuels, it's about the application of modern biology and integrating that as a science into our company.
Great. Well, here at this conference, where we're looking at global trade and policy issues, what are some of the key points you wanted people to kind of take away from your comments?
Well, I think there's really two points I would like to register. First one is we live in obviously turbulent times as we stand here today. But from our perspective, the turbulence is really just a temporary disturbance. And the fundamental trends for the future really are unchanged in terms of the supply of oil and gas, the growth in demand for energy products, etc. So the as our CEO likes to say, the future has been delayed, it has not been cancelled. The second point I would like to make actually is that it is very important for us to not panic. We have quite a lot of new technology efforts that are going on across the entire alternative energy space. And it would be a real mistake to see all of these things evaporate because we live in a world of crisis. Because we need these things as much as we needed them last year. And so having a bit of a steady course really is important in making sure that we actually work towards the future that we need.
I think that's a really good point, and one that as an observer and in the media, we just are bombarded with messages of urgency, and it almost seems like we've got a very impatient culture here that wants immediate answers to what they perceive as a very emotional and troubling problem. And yet, like you said, and I think some of the other people here on the conference, we're still in the developmental stages for solutions to some of our energy concerns. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to find them, right?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, we do live in a world of instant gratification, but it took us more than 200 years to create a climate change problem. Hopefully it's not going to take us 200 years to start to really address it, but it's also not a problem that we're going to design ourselves out of in a two-year time frame, and then we get done and move on and go do something different. So this is something that's going to be with us for quite a long time to come, and we'll need long-term stability and long-term vision in order to really address.
Well, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but you brought up the issue of biotechnology in your presentation. When it comes to biofuels, biotech has a real role to play in some of how we're going to develop and be more efficient in using feedstocks for biofuels.
Absolutely, it does. Also, biotech is fairly new, still a juvenile science. If you will, which has quite a long ways to go, which has a lot of remaining potential. It has been applied largely so far towards medical problems, somewhat to agriculture, not really towards energy problems. We are just at the beginning stages of this as a field, and we're very much convinced it holds huge potential, but it's not a one-day miracle.
Well, everybody seems to want that today. Well, thank you very much, Paul. It's good to see you again here at the Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.